भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chapter 31, Additional Symptoms. Okay, from, where is it? Okay, from 237, page 15. Jarya, caused by favorable and unfavorable circumstances. In the evening, the dead demoness lay on the earth, and your son was sitting on her breast laughing. When Jashoda heard this, for some time she remained motionless. Srila Jiva Goswami. She remained motionless because the sight of the demoness and because of affection for Krishna. This is an event from a dream as previously described, 2310, or a story related in Harivamsa, footnote 10. One time Jashoda, while dreaming at night, saw the huge body of Putana rolling on the ground in her house. Her body began shaking. Then, in great agitation, she began to search for Krishna. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2310. Jiva Goswami. This verse describes what happened in Jashoda's dream. Since there is no scriptural description of the real event happening in her house, because of the bewilderment caused by the dream, she immediately developed fear for Krishna and accompanying secondary rati because of not seeing him present. Right, so because of the one, then they're developing this other, and so then they're working, they're going together, right? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. She began to shake, Satvika Bhava, because of seeing in a dream the body of Putana rolling about in her house. Thus, the Satvika Bhava did not arise from either a primary or secondary rati. Then, right, because it arose from Putana, right? When she began to search for Krishna, this indicates an appearance of a genuine rati along with the Satvika Bhava. Right? So you're having these different aspects coming together. So that's the point. You have conjunction where different vyavicharis and the different bhavas come together and function together. Right? 2.4.238. When two differing vyavichari bhavas arising from the same or differing cause, okay, joined together is called Bhina Bhava Sandhi. 2.4.239. Two differing bhavas arising from one source. This child is very fickle. He constantly runs inside and outside of Gokula. His fearlessness causes me both joy, harsha, and apprehension, shanka. Right? Srila Prabhupada. After Krishna had just learned to walk, he was going in and out of the house very frequently. Jashoda became surprised and said, "This child is too restless and cannot be controlled. He is incessantly going about the neighborhood of Gokula, Vrindavan, and then he is coming back inside the house. I see that the child is very fearless, but in spite of his fearlessness, I am becoming more and more afraid of his falling into some danger." This again is an instance of the conjunction of two opposing elements. The child was very fearless, but at the same time, Jashoda was becoming fearful of some danger. Here danger is the cause. And Jashoda's feelings are in a conjunction of two opposing symptoms. In other words, Jashoda was feeling both happiness and doubt or growing fear. Right? She's happy that the child is up walking about. He's very active and all that. That gives joy, but at the same time as he can run around and cause all kinds of problems for himself. There's danger. So then there's fear. So it's two conjoining bhavas arising at once. Right? And this is from one thing. Right? 2.4.240, two bhavas of harsha and vishara from differing sources joining together. seeing her son with joyful eyes in front of her, and seeing the strong wrestlers as well, Devaki began to shed both cool and hot tears. Right? So she's getting two bhavas coming up, one from seeing her son and one from seeing the wrestlers that are supposed to wrestle with her son. Right? So this is creating two different things. So then she, you know, so then she has the joy and then she has the fear. And so it's creating both hot and cold tears here. Srila Prabhupada. When Devaki, the mother of Krishna, saw her son very jubilant in the presence of the wrestlers in Kamsa's arena, two kinds of tears were simultaneously gliding down her cheeks. Sometimes her tears were warm and sometimes they were cold. This is an instance of a conjunction of jubilation and lamentation due to different causes of ecstatic love. Srila Jiva Goswami. Garadanta Spurad Amsha Angajam, seeing her son carrying the booty of an elephant tusk, is sometimes found instead of Sutam Utfala Vilochanam Pura, seeing her son with joyful eyes in front of her. Seeing her son victorious, her joy became prominent. In the case of the first version, for Devaki, who recognized her son as the Lord, seeing his joyful eyes acted as a stimulant and produced happiness. Thus, both versions have a reasonable explanation. Right, so seeing her son, who he's jubilant, and that makes her jubilant. So that works in that way. Or seeing that he's carrying the elephant tusk, that means he was victorious, and so therefore, you know, Kshatriyas, then she'll feel jubilation from that also. But the point is, it's coming from her son. Right? But then the other one's coming not from her son, it's coming from the wrestlers. So that means two things at once are coming together. Right? 2.4.2.41. It is also seen that many bhavas can join together, arising from one cause or many causes. 2.4.2.42. Here, there is a combination of harsha, joy, outsukya, impatience, garva, pride, and amarsha, indignation, and asuya, displeasure arising from one cause. Right, so all this is coming up. Radha, being stopped forcibly by strong Krishna in the forest on the bank of the Jamuna, internally smiled at him. She gracefully glanced at him with red eyes and furrowed brows. Her lips lit up with puckering pupils. And she showed contempt for him. May Radha remain glorious. Srila Prabhupada, right? Because we'll just take it that Krishna stopped her and she becomes upset. What we see here is that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different bhavas are coming up and combining together at once. Srila Prabhupada, once when Srimati Radharani was standing on the bank of the Jamuna River in the forest of Vrindavan, she was attacked by Krishna, who is stronger than she. Although she externally expressed a disturbed mood from this incident, within herself she was smiling and feeling great satisfaction. Externally, she moved her eyebrows and made a show of rejecting Krishna. In this mood, Radharani looked very beautiful, and Srila Rupa Goswami glorifies her beauty. This is an instance of exhibiting very varying feelings in ecstatic love, although the cause is only one, Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami. Her bright pupils indicate outsukya. Outsukya is impatience. Her reddened glances with knit eyebrows indicate her displeasure, asuya. Her internal smile indicates her harsha, joy. Garva, which is pride, are indicated by her contempt, and amarsha, which is indignation, is indicated by her furrowed brows. Right. So all these different things, they can have all these happening at once. Right. So that's, yeah. 2.4.2.43. Many bhavas arising from many causes. In this example, there is lajja, shame, amarsha, envy, harsha, joy, and vishada, despair. On the occasion of a festival, Radha, wearing a necklace given by Krishna, saw nearby her mother, and in front of her, smiling Padma. At a distance, she saw Krishna and her husband, Abhimanyu. She hung her head in shame on seeing her mother, threw crooked glances at Padma in hatred. Her face blossomed with joy on seeing Krishna, and became withered on seeing her husband. Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes there were great festivals in the house of Nanda Maharaj, and all of the inhabitants of Vrindavan would assemble for these festivals. During one such festival, Srimati Radharani was seen wearing a golden necklace given her by Krishna. This was immediately detected by Mother Jashoda, as well as by Radharani's mother, because the necklace was too long for Radharani's neck. At the same time, right, because it'll be made for Krishna's neck. So then Krishna gave. So Mother Jashoda knows because she gave that to Krishna. Jatila will know because she didn't arrange it. Where did this come from? You know, and it's too big for her. Right, you know. Sorry?
Radharani's mother.
Oh, Radharani's mother, not the mother-in-law. Okay, well, that's a little bit better. Less of a problem. At that time, Radharani could see Krishna nearby as well as her own husband, Abhimanyu. So all of these things combined to make Radharani feel very much ashamed, and with her face shriveled, she began to look very beautiful. In this case, there was a combination of bashfulness, anger, jubilation, and lamentation. This is an instance of an aggregate symptoms of ecstatic love. So they're all coming from different sources. Right? And so they're all coming in line with the aspect of her rati for Krishna. But they'll all be coming up and all in direct and indirect ways. So, 2.4, 2.44.
Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami, okay. Srila Jiva Goswami. One time, being welcomed on the occasion of a festival at the house of Jashoda, Radha wore a necklace given by Krishna. Though it was covered by her clothing, when she bent down, it became visible. Parihita Hari Hara means Radha wearing a necklace given by Krishna. A version with this phrase in the accusative case is rejected. Another version with Hari Dirita instead of Parihita is also rejected. Here, Amarsha means Asuya, envy or hatred. Footnote 11. Padma is a gopi in Chandravali's party. She thus smiled when Radha was in trouble. Radha therefore showed hostility towards her, right? Because it says she was smiling, because it means they'll also be able to tell it's from Krishna. And then that she's getting in trouble, then they'll be very happy about that. Two four, 2.44. When many bhavas conflict with each other, the state is called shabhalya, Srila Jiva Goswami. This condition arises when the slight remnants of previous bhavas remain. Okay, so that was the one before? They were saying the levels. Amalgamate. So that there's a Sunday when they come together. Where is that? Okay. Appearance, conjunction, conflict, and disappearance. Okay. In this example, 2.4, 2.45. In this example, there's a combination of garva, pride, vishada, despair, dainyam, feeling feeble, mati, consideration, smriti, remembrance, shanka, apprehension, amarsha, indignation, and trasha, terror. What can that child do? He has killed all of my friends. Should I then surrender to him? A warrior can never do that. I am preparing huge wrestlers to fight him, but he has lifted Govardhan with his hand. I should go today to Braja and attack him, but my heart is shaking because of him. Srila Prabhupada. Kamsa once said, "What harm can this boy do to me? He has no power." The next moment, Kamsa was informed that all of his friends had been killed by the boy. Then Kamsa began to think in perplexity, "Shall I go immediately and surrender unto him? But how can a great warrior do this?" The next moment he thought, "Why should I be afraid of him? There are still so many wrestlers standing to support me." But the next moment he began to consider, "The boy is certainly not common, because he has lifted Govardhan Hill with his left hand. So what can I do in this connection? Let me go to Vrindavan and inflict pain on all the residents there. But still I cannot even go out because my heart is trembling from fear of this boy." Right? So all of them are coming together. And so then there's the conflict. The one is that they're coming up and just the two they're all manifesting at once. You know, various aspects. But so that's why you see sometimes that the way the brows are knitted and all that, that shows the one because it's with some other symptoms, but it also is a symptom of something else. So they all can join together. But here, they're conflicting with each other. This one comes up, then that one comes up, and then they just keep going like that. This condition of Kamsa's mind reveals an instance of pride, lamentation, humility, determination, remembrance, doubtfulness, anger, and fear. Actually, 8 different symptoms comprise the mental condition of Kamsa. This is another instance of an aggregate of symptoms in hopeless, ecstatic love. 2.4, 2.46. Here, there is a combination of nirveda, self-contempt, garva, pride, shanka, apprehension, dhriti, steadiness, vishada, despair, mati, contemplation, and outsukya, impatience. My eyes are unfortunate because they do not see Mathura. My learning has made kings into servants. Time devours everything, but my house is the playground of Lakshmi. Yet how unfortunate I am. My body grows thinner day by day. Therefore, I should sit in my house and worship the Lord, but my heart is attracted to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada. One householder devotee once said, My Lord, I am so wretched that these 2 eyes are never desiring to see the glorious city of Mathura. Therefore, my eyes are actually condemned. I am nicely educated, but my education has simply been used in government service. I have not considered formidable time stronger than anything else, which creates and annihilates everything. To whom shall I leave all of my wealth and fortune? I am becoming older and older. What shall I do? Shall I execute devotional service from here at home? This I cannot do because my mind is being attracted by the transcendental land of Vrindavan. This is an instance of hopelessness, pride, doubt, patience, lamentation, determination, and eagerness, an aggregation of 7 different symptoms in ecstatic love for Krishna. Does that make sense? So it's this slight difference, and the other is that they're manifesting at once, and here that they're coming up, and it's different considerations one after another. And they can flow back and forth between them. Does that make sense? Yeah. 2.4, 2.47. When bhava, which has become prominent, disappears, it is called bhava shanti, right? Because then the last one is that it disappears. 2.4, 2.48. This is an example of disappearance, of vishada, despair. When the children of Braja could not see Krishna, their faces withered and became pale. They began searching for Krishna in the forest. At that time, hearing the soft sound of his flute on a mountaintop, they became filled with joy, with hair standing on end. Srila Prabhupada, right? So you see is that it, one came up, and then because another one came up, the last one disappeared. So there's not a conjunction, or there's not the fighting between them. It just disappears. Srila Prabhupada. There's a proverb in Sanskrit which says, disappointment gives rise to the greatest satisfaction. In other words, when one's sentiment or an ambition becomes too great and is not fulfilled until after seemingly hopeless tribulation, that is taken as the greatest satisfaction. Once the cowherd boys in Vrindavan were vainly searching after Krishna for a long time. For that reason, their faces became blackened, and their complexions appeared faded. Just then they could hear on the hill a faint vibration from Krishna's flute. Immediately, all of them became very much gladdened. This is an instance of satisfaction in the midst of disappointment. 2.4, 2.49. Right? So the point is that from this is that the others you're showing that the one just disappears. So we're seeing the mechanics of it. But Prabhupada's pointing out the effect of those mechanics. Right? Because of that dissatisfaction then comes out that they're hearing Krishna, and that creates an even a greater satisfaction. Right? So if they had just come and seen Krishna, that would have given them, you know, great happiness. But then not finding Krishna, and then finding Krishna after some trouble, it gives even more happiness. Does that make sense? Because these mechanics all have a purpose. Right? They're not just there because it can be done. Right? 2.4, 2.49. Though my words do not have variety in meaning or flavor, examples of the Vyavichari Bhavas have been presented to indicate their essential nature as much as possible. So he's just, you know, being humble and just saying that you know, from writing about Krishna and the bhavas of the devotees, then his own bhava of you know, humility comes up. And then he's just saying is that, you know, his words don't have so much meaning or variety, or, you know, the flavor, the taste is there. But, you know, he's just, you know, given the examples so that it can be, to indicate as much as possible the essential nature of how they work. Right? And so this explanation was all the essence of it. Right? Like that, yeah. 2.4.2.50. The 41 chief bhavas or emotions are these 33 vyabhicharas. The 7 secondary stai bhavas, footnote 12. Later, Rupa Goswami explains that the 7 secondary ratis are actually vyabhichari bhavas. He classes them as ratis only out of deference to Bharat Muni and others, right? So they came as secondary rasas. And because Rupa Goswami then does like that, we see then Srila Prabhupada explains. But their action will be like that of the vyabhicharis. In the material world, they may be a prominent bhava that someone may have, so they can take on that flavor. But we see in the spiritual world, they're just assistants too. Yeah. And so in that way, then you have the with those. Then you end up with they just act in the capacity of the avicharis, because they're going to be the main stai bhavas, and then these will come up as flavors, right? But they're being prominent, then that can be a flavor that's there, and within that, other vyabhicharis can come up in a shorter kind of thing. Like Prabhupada was saying, in disappointment, then the joy is coming up. You know, or in that hopelessness that Kamsa was feeling, then all these other 7 vyabhicharis came up. Does that make sense? Yeah. And the one mukhya stai bhava of the devotee, 13, right? So you're going to have, so that means, because you have 33 and 7, that makes 40, but he mentioned 41, right? Because that's the chief bhavas, right? So that's going to be the mukhya, the main stai bhava of the devotee, right? Because we're not counting the secondary bhavas, is that they're counted with the vyabhicharis, right? Does that make sense? So they'll be gona, and the 5 will be mukhya. Does that make sense? So just to make sure that it's understood in that way. So the 5 are mukhya, the 7 are gona. But as we see, Rupa Goswami, they're actually, their effect is that of vyabhicharis. Yeah? That makes sense. So that way you get 41. Srila Jiva Goswami. Astau, 8, refers to the 7 secondary stai bhava, such as hasya, and the one normal state of bhakti of the particular devotee. The word mukhya here excludes the sattvika bhavas. Footnote 14. Right, because then they'll be secondary, because they're also, yeah, does that make sense? 14.
13, footnote is left. Footnote 13.
13. Oh, okay. 13. Though a devotee may have a mixture of primary ratis in his relationship with Krishna, one of those is dominant as the stai bhava, and others appear only at certain times, not at the same time, as vyabhichari bhavas or secondary ratis. Right, so it'll be, if they have a mixture, it'll be one at a time. But we see with the vyabhicharis and the secondary ratis, they can be many happening at once. Does that make sense? Like Balaram, he has his friendship as the main, but there's also the sense of servitorship and also parental. So as the elder brother, he takes care of Krishna, but when he's doing that, that's the mood. Or then there's equals, or then he's in the mood of servant. Right, but these others, they can all come up at once. So whichever that one he's in, then they're going to, the other 40 are going to act in support of that. Does that mean? That's the 5 main. Ashanta, you know, a servitorship, friendship, like this. That's the 5. And then you have the secondary, the secondary rasas, they're gona, but here he's pointing out to show that it's different from the sattvika bhavas. Like that. Because those can come up, those are the physical kinds, then you have the others which is showing the emotional kind of aspects. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay. And those can either be more physical, or they can also have that aspect where it has that emotion with the intelligence and all that. You know, it's just like, let us say, The one where Radharani, she sees Padma in front of her, who's smiling because Radharani's in trouble. So she's specifically on purpose then applying that one. The intelligence is working. Like that. You know, but the bashfulness just may be coming up. So that will be more of a, you know, that'll be like the Satvika. And while the other one, that'll be like the Anubhava. Yes, no. Kind of. Mocha Moki. And since no one remembers or what's going on, what he's talking about, then we go into the c'est la vie. Whatever.
Moving along.
Yes. Okay.
So in each of the five primary rasas, all seven of the secondary can be experienced?
They're generally certain ones have certain ones that are there and that. But they may be or may not, but I think that there are certain, generally in that, in the Sattvika Bhavas and in the means all of these, that certain ones match with a particular rati.
Right.
Like that. Some don't match with it. And so Rupa Goswami then explains that.
Okay.
Yes.
Like theoretically one can combine all of them, but then the practicality is explained in the radio.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going through the mechanics of it, how it works. So in theory you could, but in actuality in the rasas you don't, because
right,
certain things don't match.
41 available, but not everyone.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily always work.
Yeah.
Some of them, more of them are used, some of them less than all. Is that coming up, or?
Yes, they will specify for each mukhya rati what
they are. Okay, so that's coming up. So that will be there. So yes, but the point is he's showing the mechanics of it. That you're going to have the rati, you know, that stai bhava,
mm-hmm.
Right? So that stai bhava indicates the rati that's there. That is the one fixed mood of attraction to Krishna, right? And then from that, that's going to give a certain set of vibhavas that are there, right? Because that mood is there in serving Krishna as the ashray of that rati for Krishna, as the vishay, as the enjoyer, right? And so then there's going to be certain udipans that bring up that attraction, nourish that rati. Many of them are common between everybody, like the flute. Like it says, the flute is the favorite attendant because all the rasas are nourished by the flute. But some of them it's by, you know, his beauty or his, you know, youthfulness or his boyishness or his playfulness or, you know, things like that. So depending on what it is, then that will cause different things. Then that will create the anubhavas, which means that it's those emotional effects, but the intelligence is still functioning. You having that, you can apply it in the situation. The sattvika means that it just happens because it disturbs the life airs, depending on which of the five. The life airs have effect on any of the five, mahabhutas, you know, the earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Then that will cause a certain one. Just like water causes crying, or ether causes devastation, you know, all these different things. And so then, that was just happening. It's like, you can think about it all you like, it doesn't have any effect. It just happens. Like that. So that's why you have, and then the Vyavichari Bhavas, then those are going to be, how you could say, like dissonant moods that come up among all that create different things. I can see so many can come up at once. And so those coming up, then they add more flavors to what's there. And they may have an effect more like the Sattvika or more like the Anubhavas. Like that. You know, just depending upon what it is in that. I think Rupa Goswami mentioned that some time back. Then in that, then those are going to be there, and then you have other qualities and all that, because all the qualities are there, but they're contained within these mains. So these 33 represent all the different moods that are there, because they're all contained, because within that one mood has a line of things as it progresses. Right? Then you're going to Then the secondary rasas are also counted that they act like Vyabhichari Bhavas. And that's what they do. For some people, that it may be, but not on the spiritual platform, that they may be a prominent rasa. That's all they have. Like let's say you have a bunch of friends, but it may be that hasya is actually the rasa. Mm-hmm. You know, we would say, oh, they're friends, but they're only friends because they laugh all the time. If they're not laughing, they're not friends. If anything goes wrong or something's different, they're not friends anymore. Hey, what's wrong with him? You know, you're not into it? Okay, you stay here. We're going. So in other words, they're not actually experiencing friendship rasa. They're experiencing hasya rasa. Does that make sense? So that's the thing. So in the material world, basically people experience the secondary rasas, not the primary. Right? You know, it's just like how you say, Prabhupada gives the example of sometimes, you know, the marriage situation ends up in kind of like a bit of a ghastly scene. You know, so that's more prominent. You know, it may be in the context of the conjugal, but it doesn't have so the secondary becomes more prominent. So Bharat Muni brings that up. So in deference to Bharat Muni, he lists them as secondary rasas, but their effect is that like sanctuary, so they're counted in there. So therefore, the 33 centuries with the secondary rasas, and then whatever's your main primary rasa. So even if it's just one thing, it's just then that's still 41. But if there's a mix, it doesn't matter because it'll only be one at a time. So it still will be 41. Is that
yes?
You know, so that then is bringing out. Means what we're up to now. Right, and so then these combinations of all these coming up of the Vyabhicharis, they can come up, you know, one at a time, they can come up two, they can come up in multiples, they can come up either directly from Krishna or from something not connected to Krishna, right, like that, or, you know, in any way, they can be a major aspect or a minor, you know, depending upon that takes the prominence or, you know, so you have all this variety of how emotions can move. So we can understand why it's not so easy to understand emotions, because you're dealing with this huge range of things.
Right.
It's the most complicated of all. Like music only has seven notes. And then there's certain things you consider how you put it together. But you're only dealing with seven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're basically the same thing, and then you know, combinations or orders. But, or if you want to say, okay, but how you say, we're dealing with 22 notes. We count the shrutis, but you're only working with maximum seven generally at a time. Some will have a little bit more like this than that, but you're basically you're looking at seven notes, and they might have two flavors. Does that make sense? Like you have the what is it, Yamuna Kalyan? You know, it's an evening raga, just a sunset, but it uses generally a tivrama, means a high ma, means a sharp ma, sharp fourth. But the Yamuna Kalyan will use a sharp fourth and a natural fourth, and so it comes from like you see Tansen brought it came up to him as when he's sitting at the Yamuna and the waves come in, so they come in high but they go back down. So when you're going up the scale, and when you're going when the tune is going up, then it'll be used. You'll use the sharp, but when the tune's going down, you use the natural. Does that make sense? So it still is only one ma.
Right.
You're only using one at a time. So in that way, you're still maximum seven notes. Right? So here, you're working with 41.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then those will give all the elements of the Anubhavas and the Sattvika Bhavas. You know, because those will all come along with it. So then it's the most developed of all the sciences, you can say, is the rasa.
Mm-hmm.
Other things don't have, so.
And different levels of intensity.
Yes, you have all that, the levels of intensity and all these different things. Right? So the thing can come up, then they can combine, then they can fight with each other because all of them are there. It means when it first comes up, they may be all together, but then you'll take one, then another, and you'll oscillate back and forth, and then something will become prominent and the others will disappear. Like that. So just that's how the emotions will move. Yes?
Yeah,
just as a side point, that it's like so complex, the 41 things working at a time. So that's why modern psychologists, they worry about only psychiatry, that affect what kind of chemical is produced. You just deal with that. We don't want to deal.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, chemicals are few. I mean, how many chemicals do you need? Right? Yeah, so.
Basically, you just have to flatline the mood. And then.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That one's also, that's also popular. Yes?
The Indian Department of Psychology in Delhi, they accept Rupa Goswami as the authority on rasa, officially. So what they are getting out of...
I don't know. Maybe if they're able to use something like that, because there are sometimes, at least from the past, that they've recognized these things, because it's also there. I mean, it's even one commentator on Vatsyayana, that the Kama Sutra. Then he's pointing out that when it comes to understanding the emotions and that, he quotes from Rupa Goswami, because he's the one that gives the clear definition, like that. So he is the he is the authority. So it's like, you know, we can say, oh, we're just within us, but no. Point is anybody who's practical and actually does things can actually literally properly manipulate the material energy and get effects. They don't have the element of impiety towards devotees, then they could catch that there's some superiority here. Like that, because they don't have a bias, they haven't dealt with it. So you bring up something that, okay, you know, it's like when the German scholars first came across, you know, the Vedas and all that, they could see it was superior language, so many things were superior, you know. And just if you're looking at it simply from an intellectual point of view, and they had nothing against it, it was just okay, another call, okay, wow, look at all this. But then when the Christian considerations came up, that you can't have savages be superior to, you know, the monotheistic, you know, barbarians of Europe, then you see it disappears. But otherwise, when it first came up, all the things they said at that time, it was like it was the most important, and after that you see it's just put to the back. So the,
and then when they're old and they're tired, they'll say it again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. You can't do anything to them. Yeah. So does that make sense? It just comes, it comes up, and then this other thing comes, and there's a conflict, and then, the whole thing. Same thing, yes.
Maharaj, sometimes it's thought that, like, all this discussion of Bhav and Rasa is like Prayojana. From Sri Rupa Goswami being the Acharya, it seems to make it quite clear that this is Abhideya.
The experience of it, the tasting of it, that's Prayojana. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing, is we're thinking, I'm getting a certain result, that's the Prayojana. No, it's the experience of love of Krishna, that's the Prayojana. The mechanics of it, that's all Abhideya. So that's the Kriya Shakti, is all that working together and how it all functions and all that. But it's all coming from the effects of that love for Krishna. And so then it's giving all these different effects. And so you'll see it'll be the situation, the body, all these things will happen there. And then what they do with that. But it creates other things. But it's the taste all along. So it's the taste that's actually the Prayojana. So that's why even the impersonal is Brahmananda. It's about the Ananda. The thought of I will be happy is their goal. So, yes. Yes.
Maybe many other scholars commented on the aspect of bhavas before, but none have mentioned in the context of the relationship. They used it for somebody for music, somebody for...
Yes, yes, yes.
Then
yes.
It makes it much more...
Yes, because it's not there, because it's just a matter you're presenting. So you're showing if someone's, here's a king, and he's in this position, then this is how, these would be the symptoms. You know, because, and he would show the science, where it's coming from here, there'll be this, and then, you know, things are going good, then the servant walks in and says this, and then it'll create that, and so then you know how to unfold the drama. Because otherwise, if you speculate that it should be like this, then it doesn't necessarily work. You know? Because that's why there's such a difference between how Hollywood projects the romantic environment and the reality of how it works. You know? So that's the thing, because they're not working on the science. And some, by somehow another, they have that, you know, maybe previously they worked in this, and so they're able to put it together to better, you know, then they'll have some karma to do it nicely. You know what I'm saying? She's just like Bach. You know, he could have been a Samaveda or something before, because how he puts it together, Prabhupada says his music is similar to the Samaveda. You know? But they don't know the connection, so does that make sense? So the idea is to do that, but as you're saying, then Rupa Goswami is showing what's the relationship and what's actually going on there in the taste, because that's what it's for. But the mechanics is the same.
Yes. Also, some of these old books, if you try to find the reference, then you get in those libraries of those film institutes of the West, like. They're still using them
at the basis. I mean, if they're smart, they'll look at them, because you're not going to get better than this. Like that. Because this is actually what happens. It is the law. It's not that. But the point is the movement through these mechanics is spontaneous. Is that so? Yeah. Okay. The word mukya here excludes the sattvika bhavas. Footnote 14. The sattvika bhavas and anubhavas are not classed as bhava rupa bhakti, but cheshta rupa bhakti. What's the cheshta rupa?
Well, in the beginning, there is a description of two types of bhakti, bhava rupa and cheshta rupa. And cheshta rupa means bhakti performed by actions, and there are two types of these actions. Like sadhana to attain bhava,
okay.
And actions after attaining bhava, which means anubhavas, basically.
Okay.
And then the bhava rupa means
just the emotional moves.
When you attain preman bhava.
Okay. So one will be the experience and one will be the activities.
To attain, something
okay.
Like sadhana, sadhana.
Okay. So within prema, then you'll also still have cheshta. But before that, then that cheshta is the sadhana.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a description of the two in the commentary of the verse, Anyabhilashita Shunyam. And Jiva Goswami brings it out about, you know, why both have to be included.
Okay.
And it's too limiting a definition of what you exclude one.
Or the other. Okay.
Because the actions will mean also anubhavas.
Okay, so actions in Krishna consciousness and the taste in Krishna consciousness. So both will be bhakti, because bhakti is technically a combination of this, the samvit and hladini shaktis.
Exactly, this is the commentary to this verse.
Okay, so that's the point. So the hladini aspect will be the bhava, and the cheshta will be the samvit aspect. Okay. Cool. Yes.
Also, if the anubhavas are not consistent with the bhava which is experienced by a devotee at the time, it's a checkpoint that it is not bhakti.
Oh, okay.
So that's why in the sadhana stage also there is a chesta rupa bhakti.
Because you're trying to do what's correct rather than what's not correct. You know, I say how you say you're getting the conflicting, what do you call it, vyabhichari bhavas on whether you should, you know, how you say, go through the full offering, or whether you should just do it within your mind, you know, like that. Or whether Krishna knows, and so you don't have to even make any endeavor at all. So in other words, because of Krishna's bhava, you don't have to make any cheshta. You don't have to make any endeavor. Like that. No?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No. Too close to home, that one.
A little bit uncomfortable there.
Yeah. I was explaining something to someone in Ireland, and then he says, "So does he understand?" He says, "Yes, but it's just cutting too close to the bone." Yeah.
But you were quite generous, Maharaj. You said, "Do the offering or just mental," but there's even the other step down. Do I even have to do the offering?
I did want to get into that. We're trying to keep it within the context of at least, you know, the standard recommended bhakti aspect in that. Yeah. Okay. 2.4.251. Oh no, we didn't do Vishwanath. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The eight chief bhavas, besides the 33 vyabhichari bhavas, making a total of 41 pavas, are the seven secondary ratis starting with hasya, and one of the five principal ratis starting with santa rati. By the word mukya, in the phrase mukya bhavadi daha, the sattvika bhavas are excluded. Right? So that means it excludes the sattvika bhavas because it's not meaning that, it's meaning the secondary. Right? Because you have mukya, the five, and the secondary. That's what it means. Primary means mukya, secondary is gona. So that way you have the one primary, the seven secondary, that's eight. So amongst the ratis, there'll be eight. Right? And then you have the 33 vyabhicharis. Okay? Yeah. And so then this is excluding, if you say including the sattvika bhavas, because that means then the sattvika, anubhavas and sattvikas, they're part of cheshta rupa. Right, so what's being described now is bhava rupa, so that means it has these 41. And then the cheshta rupa will have whatever number is it's eight sattvika bhavas, right?
Yeah.
Eight sattvika and the anubhavas?
No.
I forget how many.
Ten
or 11, something like that. Something. So then you have those, so that group, that's the cheshta rupa. So then you put that together, so 41 and you know, I say, if you take that 19, that's 60. So plenty to work with.
And then it's a...
Sorry?
It's a combination of it.
Yeah, and then that's the thing, the combination, you get unlimited. And within one of them, you can see is that there's fine points within it, right? One Vyabhachari Bhava, it has sometimes two, three, or four different subsections to it. You know, of what can happen. So basically you end up with unlimited. And then you apply this on top of the number of heroes. So that'll be, I think, 96 in Krishna. And then the heroines, it's something like 200 and some odd with Radharani. And then all these flavors like that. Then like that, you end up with unlimited. So that's why they don't have any problem eternally going on. Right? Yeah.
You won't get bored.
You won't get bored, yes. Oh, another thing that's very interesting is in TLC, Prabhupada's talking about the rasa, that the rasa is just appropriate for that individual jiva. It means it's not appropriate for another jiva because their nature is different. So it's not a matter of this idea we were having, I think it was it this year? I think it was this year, then more, I think it was last year, last summer, talking about the ideas that, you know, but do we have to, you know, that, you know, okay, I come into my position and all that, but what if I want something else? You know, so you're keeping your options open. You don't want to commit to anything. So one, you're lacking the vyavasyatmika buddhi, so the one-pointed determination. So that means someone saying that's not on the platform of nishta. Otherwise, they'd be focused, they'd be fixed. That means that they're still wavering. And so then the aspect of that, you know, could it be this, could it be that? But the point is it's your nature. So therefore, it's suitable just for you, not for someone else. So when you're situated in your rasa, you are perfectly satisfied because that is your nature. So it's not that, oh, but if I did something else, maybe I could get a little more, but based on what? Some more prestige or so? What is it that we're thinking that will be there that we want to keep the door open? Does that make sense? So it's that's unique and that it's appropriate for them so others won't act in that way. So that's the point. The unlimited jivas, they're each unique. Right? The unlimited energies, they're all unique. So therefore, everyone has their exact position and relationship with Krishna. So one does, you're uncovering that, and one will be fully satisfied because it is you. Not your house, not your car. You know? Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah. Not your outfit or what you're eating for lunch. You know?
That really brings out the unlimited combinations from these.
Yes.
Elements.
Yes.
Each jiva is unique.
Yes, each jiva is unique. And so that's the whole point. So that's why Krishna is always looking to get all the jivas, because then all the varieties of rasa can be tasted. So that's the... Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 2.4.2.51. Right, so he's saying that the it's the mukya and the rati, so it's basically he's making a difference between the cheshta rupa and the bhava rupa. So that's why you see is that the anubhavas and sattvika bhavas are not included in this grouping because you're making it, they're in another grouping. right? All part of prema bhakti, because you have to have both, right? But you're still distinguishing between them, you know, if we were saying, which is coming down from the Hladini, which is coming from the Sampit, right? Does that make sense? And then the environment in which these are all performed, that's the Sandini. It's the whole environment in which everything is being performed, right? Mechanics, how they work, all these different things like that. 2.4.2.51. The transformations of mind created by the appearance of these 41 bhavas are said to create transformations in the body and all of the senses. Footnote 15. These become the causes of sattvika bhavas and anubhavas. Right? So, means they're within the mind that causes it within the body. Does that make sense? And being within the body, so the anubhavas and the sattvika bhavas are manifest within the body. The difference there is, one is just happening on its own. It means just happening without any considerations, and the one is happening, and there's still considerations within it. So you can still act within it. The other one, you're just affected by it. Does that make sense? Srila Prabhupada. Srila Rupa Goswami says that although he has no expert knowledge about the sounds and meanings and mellows of the symptoms of ecstatic love, he has tried to give some examples of different varieties of love of Krishna. He further said, even though he's the Rasacharya, but that's the humility, is that... He further states that the 33 disturbing symptoms of ecstatic love plus 8 other symptoms altogether equal 41 primary symptoms of ecstatic love. These symptoms create transformations of bodily activities as well as movements of the senses. All of them can be accepted as different feelings of the heart. That could maybe be a way to explain the intelligent aspect, movement of the senses, because the senses function by intelligence. So the movement of the senses then would seem to be, that's the anubhavas, and the transformation of the bodily activities would be the sattvika. Like that. Does that make sense? Because the sense works because the intelligence is there to discriminate. So one is it's happening to the body and experience, and one is it's a movement of the senses. So.
And it's interesting that the intelligent aspect is also spontaneous.
Yes, it's also spontaneous. That's why I was worried, didn't want to make it sound like it's, you know, intellectual or something. You know. So the anubhavas can only be had by professors, and the sattvika bhavas, you know, any bloke can have those. You know. Yeah. All of them can be accepted as different feelings of the heart, right? Because that's where it's actually happening, all these things. Sometimes some of the feelings are quite natural. Sometimes some of the feelings are just temporary appearances, right? So you have your natural aspects, the long-term, the ones that just come up and go down. That's the thing. These symptoms, which are very natural, always remain both within and without the devotee. Right? So the symptoms of their sthayi bhava is always going to be there, and the other 40, those are going to make just temporary appearances. 2.4.252-253. One bhava is natural to the person, and the other bhavas are incidental. The natural bhava spreads internally and externally, just as red color is completely identical with naturally red substances. Thus, the natural bhava, so, you know, think kumkuma, not crushed Thailand beetles. Yes.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thus, the natural bhava becomes very apparent just by a slight contact with the cause, Krishna. Right, so the natural bhava, you'll immediately see that. Then all these other ones are going to come up in context with that. Right?
Maharaj, it's almost like Mama describes the nature. The nature of the boy, the kid appears in the naturally without training.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. 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 So, it makes sense. He was saying like Manu is explaining how in the Gurukul that the child just, their natural nature just manifests. By being in the system, it comes out. You just put all those things there, it will come out what the nature is. Right? So it's not that you train in a nature, you train how to use a nature, but you can't train a nature. The nature is naturally there. So therefore, like Mother Jashoda, it means in contact with Krishna, her parental rasa will naturally come out. Then along with that, there may be that fear and anxiety and joy and other things may come up. Those are incidental. But you're going to have the natural. So Prabhupada's pointing out here the natural aspect. And that's then the other thing. So the sthayi bhavas, that's the natural. And then the others are incidental. They come and they support and give various flavors. So, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Among all the 41 bhavas, such as augriya, chapalya, dharya, or laja, one is natural. That bhava permeates the devotee internally and externally. It is similar to red color in a naturally red object, such as red dye, manjishta, which, spreading internally and externally within the object, appears to be one with that substance completely. 2.4, 2.54. By this natural bhava, rati, attraction or love, appears. Though rati is one in speaking about it generally, it appears in various forms when wishing to describe its various qualities. Right, so rati is one thing, but you might see different qualities within that, depending, because that one rati has so many qualities within that. And so the ones that are prominent in someone, that will be then what will be the nature that is there. It's permeating everything. Just like, let's say, you have the conjugal rasa, but then you're going to have those that are much older, those that are about the same age as Krishna, and those who are much younger. So that's always going to be there in the relationship. Or right wing, left wing, that's always going to be there. Does that make sense? That's natural, it's inherent in it. So those natural qualities give rise to that sthayi bhava. Yeah? Mm-hmm. No?
Yes.
Kind of?
Yes.
Yeah. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. That rati, which is acquired by that natural bhava, though only one when speaking of it, generally takes many forms, such as shanta and dasya, when speaking of the different qualities, such as shanta, in the various types of devotees. Right? So everyone's going to have that aspect in it, because any rasa is going to have shanta within it. But it's what kind of shanta and all that, because then it'll be manifest in any of the other four. Or it'll just be on its own, but then even that, you'll have the uniqueness of that shanta, like the shanta of that Narad Muni has, and the shanta of the four Kumaras, and the shanta of Sukadev Goswami, you see, is quite different, because it'll be the nature, though it has that general aspect of shanta. Yes.
It's interesting to see that how modern people, they don't really have that shanta, because the concept is that there is no nature. You can be whatever you want. And so without that service attitude of the devotee, you're trying to blindly control all of this complexity.
Yes.
And you end up with complete hit and miss. Right?
Yes. But the point is how is it working out for everyone?
Exactly.
So in other words, it works out in the movies because that's what people want.
Yeah.
So you give them what they want, and, you know, you go laughing to the bank. But other than that, it's not necessarily anything else.
But they're still miserable as well.
That's there, because they think that but the point is that there's this idea that you know, if you just present what people are into, then you'll make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like you said, you know, the other thing before, the vegan thing is a popular thing in Hollywood, so therefore you bring it out in a few movies and people get into it. You know? Does that make sense? So whatever is the popular thing, then that's what you make happen. And then it goes on. But it doesn't mean that the aspect itself is available. You know, that you can do anything. It's kind of like, you know, well, can you being put in a box, squeeze yourself out through the crack that's there under the door? No. You require eight arms to be able to do that.
Right.
You know? And they can always do that. So that's the thing, is that it means there's qualification to do something. Because that's the funny point. To get your occupation, you need a qualification. And then you're saying anybody can do anything, but the point is we don't see that actually happening. But you just want that freedom to feel, I chose this, so therefore I'm doing whatever I want. You chose that because that's what you like to do.
Yeah.
the gunas chose.
The gunas choose, yeah. Yeah. But you want to feel the no, I choose. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandini.